right, back at it now. I believe that people are waking up across this country, Loudoun County, Virginia, giving people the courage to stand up and say, you know what, we're done sitting passively by while you ram garbage down the throats of children, teaching them to hate each other, teaching them that America is a terrible place, a racist place, an unfair place, so unfair that 1.5 million people will try to break into the country illegally this year. That's how racist and mean-spirited and awful America is. 1.5 million people will pour over our open southern border just to be here and be part of this terrible racist place. Do you think they're trying to break into China right now? Does Russia have a problem with people trying to come into its country? Cuba? Venezuela? I mean, how many people are trying to break into those countries at this hour? And how many trying to break into the America that you know and love at this hour? Let's let that roll around for a moment. Kathy Barnett is here, candidate for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Kathy, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. You brought up very poignant points. You know, and I often say to people, I mean, who, not only just 1.5 million of illegal immigrants who are coming into our country, but we also have 1 million people become legalized residents in this country every single year. 1 million people become legalized residents every single year, in addition to and above those who are getting into our country illegally. And to your point, 1 million people are not trying to get into China unless they're trying to get out of North Korea. This is the greatest nation that has ever existed, and we need to wake up and recognize what is happening.
I guarantee you we need to wake up, and that's why I tell people, and I have for a decade, you have to start with the school board, because when you ignore the school board, people get in there that you wouldn't go have coffee with, generally speaking. People you wouldn't trust to watch your dog have taken over the school board. And sad, that's true. And we've allowed this to happen, and we've decided to tolerate this and tolerate that. Well, I've said for years, what you tolerate, your kids will embrace. What you tolerate, your children will embrace, because they'll think it's normal.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Absolutely. I mean, it really is a sad day. What is encouraging, however, I was at an event last night, and two teachers came up and they were telling me about their latest school board meeting. It was 150 parents there on their side opposing critical race theory entering into their elementary schools, and perhaps about 30 people on the opposite side, pro critical race theory. And they just shut the school board down. They started asking for people's resignation right then and there on the spot. And I'm loving it, you know, because it wasn't real tolerance that we've been enduring from our side, right? Our side said, oh, we just want to be tolerant. It wasn't real tolerance. On our side, it was either apathy, or it was, you know, I just want to live my life and be quiet, or it was just being intimidated and bullied. But we all fell under the umbrella of, oh, I just want to be tolerant. I want to be a kind person. But I believe now, especially with critical race theory, people are waking up to the reality that this ideology is evil. It is Marxism. It is identity-based Marxism. And whenever Marxism comes into a country, it does not enter into that country in order to improve that country. It enters into the country to overthrow that country. And you listed some of those nations a few moments ago, whether we're talking about Venezuela or Russia or China or Cuba. And now Marxism is here on our land. And these people are unapologetic about it. What they're teaching is that racism is intractable, that there is no amount of penance that you can do that will ever absolve your sin, and maybe not even your own personal sin, but sins you inherited just because of the immutable color of your skin. So you can give them your firstborn. It won't be enough. They're going to come back and ask for your second as well, because in their mind, it is intractable. Now, whether they believe that or not, is not really the point. The point is it's powerful, and it shuts people up, it intimidates them, and it allows them to use the race card in order to overthrow our nation.
Yeah. It is being rejected, though. It's being rejected more and more because people are waking up, not woke, but waking up to the wokeness and how divisive it is. I mean, we've arrived somehow at a place where school boards and Democrats believe the defining fact of your life, the defining characteristic of who you are, and the only thing that matters is what color you are, Kathy, or what color I am. It is the most repugnant approach that I, it's just bizarre to me.
Well, Democrats are doing what's natural. They are the party of racism. They're the party of slavery. They're the party of Jim Crow law. They're the party that says out of all the people groups in America, only black folks are too stupid to know how to go get an ID. According to Joe Biden a couple of weeks ago, only black people don't know how to go get an accountant and a lawyer. Everyone else does except for black people. So this does not take me by surprise whatsoever. It's the fact that now they're doing it with impunity. Now they're just downright blatant about it. But what should we have expected? We have allowed the school board in the state to tell us, what kind of curriculum they're going to present in front of our children when it comes to their sexuality, when it comes to, abortion, whether they're going to do anything. So this is just a natural progression for them. So many of these people on the left are probably taken aback that finally parents are waking up and trying to have an input. And I'm encouraging parents of all shades to speak up, figure out what is in your kids' curriculum, start going to those school board meetings and get engaged, but not just the school board, right? We can't be so hyper-focused on one over the other. We can't be so hyper-focused on local and state that we forget federal. Yesterday, the Democrats tried to push a vote in the Senate on H.R. 1, utterly ridiculous policy. And H.R. 1, it would have been, if H.R. 1 passes, it's game over for our nation. Nothing else matters because we will become a one-party rule. And no matter what you're doing at the local and state level, it won't matter because right. The federal will trump it.
Yep, there you go. I greatly appreciate you being here, Kathy. Kathy Barnett, candidate, U.S. Senate, Pennsylvania. Where can people find you?
Please, I have 7 days before the end of my quarter, and this is my first report. I need everyone to donate at www.barnettforsenate.com. Barnettforsenate.com. If you want people who will actually represent you and what is going on, not just for the state of Pennsylvania, but across the nation, I need you to make sure I end this month above and beyond.
Greatly appreciate it. Thank you, Kathy Barnett. Quick break now here on the program. We'll be right back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
In the den. This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets.
This is the glimpse of the future. I told you last week when Matt Manning was about to make his Major League debut that this is what Tigers fans have been waiting for. And if you watch the Tigers at all, you followed Casey Mize and he started the series wrap-up in Los Angeles against the Angels. After an off day, Tarek Skubal towed the rubber in Game 1 against the Cardinals, and now Matt Manning today closes out St. Louis. That's a 24-year-old ace drafted 1-1, a 24-year-old lefty who brings it 98, and a 23-year-old drafted 9th overall who has as much potential as any arm in the system. For now, winning or losing for these young guns shouldn't necessarily be the primary focus. It should be about progress and how each of these players is getting better at his craft. We've seen it with Mize and Skubal regularly, and we expect to see it with Manning as well. It's going to be fun to watch him throw and watch him grow.